Have you ever felt like your life was heading in one direction, only for things to change unexpectedly? In 2 Corinthians 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul shares his own experiences with changed plans and the importance of remaining flexible and trusting God's sovereignty. Today, you'll discover how Paul's willingness to wait and adapt provides a powerful example for you. Join Stephen to explore how God uses unexpected turns to shape your journey.
I wonder today if you feel like your life is being slowed down or maybe even delayed when you expected it, at this point, to take off. You're discovering that God's sovereignty often operates without any explanation. I wonder today if you're facing some new experience, some challenge that you never expected to face, and you're discovering that God's grace is not given out ahead of time. It's measured out day by day. He deposits new mercies in your life every morning. I wonder today if your life has turned in a direction you never expected to travel, and you're discovering that God most often reveals your next step at the very last minute. Well, beloved, never think you're facing these issues because you're not mature enough or you're not wise enough or God doesn't love you enough. The Apostle Paul himself dealt with similar issues, similar feelings in life. And as we sail back now into the next chapter here in 2 Corinthians, we're about to observe the Apostle Paul modeling for us a willingness to wait and at the same time remain flexible. Paul writes here in verse 16 about some plans that he'd made. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia and to come back to you from Macedonia and have you send me on my way to Judea. You see, Paul had brought the gospel to Corinth. He'd spent a year and a half among them, teaching them the way of Christ as he planted and nurtured this young church along the way. Acts 18 gives us the details. Well, after that, he left to continue his missionary travels to other cities. Still, he kept in contact with his friends back here in Corinth through these letters that he had messengers send along to them. In fact, he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 5, I will visit you after passing through Macedonia. Now, from all the clues that we can gather, Paul never made that visit. Even his planned itinerary through Macedonia was evidently set aside. Well, then Paul made another plan to visit Corinth. He was going to see them on his way to Macedonia and then pay them a second visit on his way back from there. So this was a double visit, sort of a double blessing, a second experience of grace. He calls it here in verse 15 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. But again, his trip to Macedonia, through Macedonia, and then from Macedonia back to Corinth for a repeat visit, none of that ever happened. Well, now evidently some folks in the Corinthian church were beginning to question Paul's reliability, suggesting that, you know, he couldn't be counted on, he couldn't be trusted. Perhaps he was unstable, or maybe he's too easily distracted. Well, Paul heard about these rumors, and he responds by writing here in verses 17 and 18, was I vacillating when I wanted to do this? Do I make my plans according to the flesh, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. Well, in other words, Paul has been firm in making his plans, but he can't know the future that God has for him any more than you can. So his yes ended up sometimes being no. However, Paul affirms here that the Lord was in control. God's plans were never hindered or delayed. Paul writes it this way here in verse 19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. He adds in verse 20, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. In other words, the Corinthian believers can trust Paul's word because Jesus Christ is the one Paul is serving, and Jesus is completely reliable in all that he's promised. So even if Paul's plans change, Paul is wanting them to know here that the character of Jesus does not change. They can count on God's promises as a yes. What he said in his word will always come true. So Paul is simply admitting here that his plans were often changed. Even this great missionary statesman, this deep theologian, this mature, inspired apostle has his plans changed over and over again. And I got to tell you, this is incredibly encouraging to me. Just like you and me, Paul didn't know what would happen an hour from now, a month from now, a year from now. Now, while Paul didn't understand all the reasons he wasn't able to return to Corinth, he's attempting to find God's wisdom in it. He writes here in verse 23, "I call God to witness against me. It was to spare you that I refrained from coming again to Corinth." In other words, Paul has an idea why God changed his travel plans. Something had changed in Corinth that had delayed Paul's next visit. And we're not given the details, but something had happened in the Corinthian church, some sin, some ongoing dissension that would have made a visit from Paul a rather unpleasant encounter rather than a joyful reunion. Evidently, he would have had to strongly rebuke and discipline someone, and the Lord is keeping him from that. Paul writes in chapter 2 in verses 1 and 2, these words here, he explains, "For I made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you. For if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but the one whom I have pained?" In other words, Paul's plans had changed, but he's willing to wait. He's flexible when it became necessary to go in a different direction. And then keep in mind that these plans weren't necessarily what Paul wanted for himself, but he knew they were best for the church in Corinth. Well, now with that, Paul moves on to encourage this church's godly flexibility in dealing with sin in the life of someone else. He writes here in verse 5, "Now, if anyone has caused pain, he has caused it not to me, but in some measure, not to put it too severely, to all of you. For such a one, this punishment by the majority is enough, so you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him, or he may be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow." Now, when Paul writes here, "if anyone has caused pain," he's talking about someone who would cause the church some difficulty, some offense, some hurt through unrepentant sin. Now, remember earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul had rebuked this church for tolerating blatant sin among them, and he told them to remove that unrepentant sinning person from their fellowship. Well, it's very possible that Paul is referring here in 2 Corinthians to the same man who was sexually involved with his stepmother and was indeed removed from the church membership for refusing to repent. Well, evidently, the disciplined man repented. He was in deep sorrow for his sin. Now, apparently, the church was still refusing to forgive him and welcome him back. So now Paul writes here that they need to change their action toward him. It's time for forgiveness and restoration. By the way, that's what true church discipline desires, repentance and reconciliation. Paul writes here in verse 8, "I beg you to reaffirm your love for him." Again, Paul is responding to changes, whether in his own life, in his ministry plans, or even here in the life of this repentant man. He now encourages the church in Corinth to change their plans, as it were, to change their relationship with this man from discipline to reconciliation. Let me ask you, how willing are you to allow God to change your plans or your attitude while you're in the midst of a change? Well, let me encourage you with two truths we could pull from this text. Two truths about God to keep in mind. First, God does not always provide answers for life's interruptions, but he's worth trusting even while he remains silent. Let me repeat that. God does not always provide answers for life's interruptions, but he's worth trusting even while he remains silent. Here's the second truth. God does not always explain his unexpected plans, but he's worth our surrender, as he not only changes our plans, but also changes us. Now, our problem and our challenge today is that we're saying to God, Lord, I don't understand. These aren't the plans I had in mind. I had different plans in my life to serve you. Well, we need to be listening because God is effectively saying during these times of transition and change, he's saying to us, I know the plans I have for you, and my plans for you will always give you a future and a hope. Well, until we set sail again next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, the president of Wisdom International, and this is the Wisdom Journey. Stephen called this lesson Flexibility and Change. You've seen today how God uses changes in your plans to guide you and grow you in ways you might not expect. So, embrace the flexibility Paul demonstrated and trust God's perfect wisdom. If you haven't already, I encourage you to install the Wisdom International app on your phone or tablet. With this app, you can take our Bible teaching ministry wherever you go. Follow along with the Wisdom Journey and Wisdom for the Heart, and access Stephen's extensive library of Bible teaching that spans 4 decades. In addition to sermons, the app offers daily devotionals, Stephen's blog, a year-long Bible reading plan, and much more. There are several features I think you'll appreciate. At the bottom menu, there's a tab labeled Bible, giving you access to the complete text of the Bible. If you prefer listening, just hit the play button and hear the Bible being read to you. Perfect for when you're driving or want to listen along. Another great feature is the integration with Stephen's lessons. When you're looking at a Bible passage, if Stephen has a lesson on that section, there'll be a direct link to it. Look for Wisdom International in the App Store for your device. If you'd like to speak with us, our phone number is 866-48-BIBLE or 866-482-4253. Come back next time to continue your wisdom journey.